Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where this is the Voice of One Witness, but the Bible says that I will give unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. This is from Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, and the two witnesses. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. They will absolutely have the oil from heaven, and they will be giving off light and oil from heaven, the Holy Spirit. And if any man desires to hurt them, verse 5, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies, and if any man shall desire to hurt them, in this manner must he be killed. They have the power to shut the heavens, that it rain not during the days of their prophecy, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they shall desire. We've seen about these things happening earlier, but here we're told who operates them. Not the Antichrist. Who operates them is the two witnesses. And when they have finished their testimony, verse 7, the beast that comes up out of the abyss shall make war with them, and overcome them and kill them. This is the beast that we first heard about in the book of Daniel. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. Now, they're going to be killed at the end of their 3.5 years. And this will be an indictment against those who killed them. And the beast kills him, and he thinks, boy, when he gets them killed, he's won. And all the people who've been rebelling against God, they think they've won. And they're going to put their dead bodies in the street of the great city. Notice it doesn't call it the holy city here, because it's really become unholy. We know it because it is called now Sodom, and it is called Egypt. Why would Jerusalem be called Sodom and Egypt? Now, it's not known as Sodom and Egypt today. It won't be known as Sodom and Egypt when the Jews are ruling there. But in the 3.5 years that the Antichrist makes himself known and comes to the temple and announces to the world that he's God, he's got people that follow him. And the Antichrist, we know some things about Sodom. We know that it was known for lust, sexual lust. There's a sexual act called sodomy. And the men of Sodom lusted for each other. And they lusted for the angels. Remember the angels that came to deliver Lot? They wanted to have sex with them. And Lot even said, terrible thought, but he said, I'll offer you my daughters, but leave these alone. But the angels got Lot and got their daughters out of there. But Sodom itself was destroyed. And Sodom had become, especially, it had become overtaken by these terrible sex acts. And those people who have, the Antichrist is homosexual. Now, some people don't think this, but I do, because of Daniel 11:37. They wanted to find some other meaning for it. But Daniel 11:30, that's usually because they've picked out somebody for the Antichrist and he's married. But you can't pick out anybody for the Antichrist. You just have to take the word at its face value. And it says right here, Daniel 11:37, neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. So this says to me that he is homosexual. And those who have followed him into the city have brought the prevailing atmosphere of their time into the city. And so now, at the time that the Antichrist is there, and the ones who followed him there, it has become known as Sodom, and it has become known as Egypt. Egypt is a place of idolatry. Some of the beginning of worshiping images came into being in Egypt. And remember, there's going to be the false prophet is going to erect an image of the beast. And so there in the city. So it's also called Egypt. And there was extreme cruelty to the children of Israel out of Egypt. So they have image, they have an idolatry, they have cruelty to the children of Israel. And for all of these reasons, at that time, the wonderful city of Jerusalem won't be the city of peace, but it will be known as Sodom, and it will be known as Egypt. And their dead bodies, the two witnesses, shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. And from among the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations, the Gentiles, do men look upon their dead bodies three days and a half, and suffer not their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. And they that dwell on the earth rejoice over them and make merry. And they shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. The tormentor here is not the Antichrist, but the two witnesses. They've been tormenting all these people, and those people were at their wits' end. And suddenly they've been able to kill them. Now they're having big parties. It's funny to me that the word brings out that they're going to send gifts to each other. They think they've won. They think they're through with God. There are so many people right now, atheists. They don't want us to have under God in our any way about our nation. And they would rejoice like this if suddenly they could win. And suddenly we didn't have anything about God in this nation. You can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. But they would rejoice, and they might even send each other gifts and say, we won, and dance hysterically. But Revelation 11:11, after the 3 days and a half, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon them that beheld them. Can you imagine? The people on the earth watch and see them raised from the dead. They've been dancing and prancing and screaming and laughing. And suddenly, the two that have tormented them raise and stand up on their feet. On our board, we had Clyde McGee. He was one of the three scientists that God used to put up the synchronous orbital satellites. The satellites that just went straight up went only a few hundred miles. But the satellites in synchronous orbit with the Earth went up 22,000 miles. Clyde told me, he said, we were just shooting from our hips, but God was giving us ideas. And they put them up, and on those synchronous orbit satellites, you and I today can watch something happen in 1/25th of a second after it happens. When Clyde, the scientist, he was just a little Mississippi boy who'd been a grocery clerk. When the United States government discovered how brilliant he was, when he joined up for the Navy, educated him, and he eventually went to work for Hughes in El Segundo, California. And three men, one a Jew, one Clyde a Christian, I don't know about the other man, but they developed the synchronous orbit satellites. And his wife, Eufaula, was from the Blackwood family, the James Blackwood family. And they had, of course, been Holy Ghost-filled people since the early days of Pentecost. Her mother, Eufaula's mother, was the only sister of the Blackwood brothers. And Eufaula knew Bible prophecy. She'd heard it all her life. And she said to Clyde, when will you put up the satellite? He put up more satellites and maintained them than any other man on earth in his lifetime. Or ever. By the time, he's only been gone a few years. And she said, Clyde, tell me, when will you put up that satellite that will let something happen on one part of the earth, and then all the earth shall see it? So one day he told her, the next one we put up. Oh, she was so joyful, because she knew about this. The whole world is going to be watching when these witnesses rise from the dead. And they couldn't do it before Clyde's satellite. Revelation 11:11. And after the 3 days and a half, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them that beheld them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. They watched on Clive's satellite TV. And there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and there were killed in the earthquake 7,000 persons, and the rest were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. Now, I'm not so sure that they got born again by giving glory to the God of heaven. This is the kind of glory that you give when you're scared. You're absolutely frightened. Because this is the first catastrophe, the greatest one that has happened, a great earthquake, and one-tenth of the city of Jerusalem fell. And there were killed in that earthquake 7,000 persons. Remember, there were three woes. Now we see in verse 11-14 that the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe comes quickly. Revelation 11-15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there followed great voices in heaven. And they said, "The kingdom of the world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Where have you heard those words before? Handel's Messiah. Remember that Handel, George Handel, went into a room 3 weeks and came out with the total works, his total work, out of which the Messiah, Handel's Messiah, is one part. The kingdoms of this world and of our Christ have become the kingdoms of our Lord, and he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Verse 11-16, and the 24 elders who sit before God on their thrones fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, who art and wast, and because thou hast taken great power and didst reign. And the nations were wroth, and thy wrath came, and the time of the dead to be judged, and the time to give their reward to thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, the small and the great, and to destroy them that destroy the whole earth." Now, some people think God's going to destroy the earth. No, he's not. He's going to destroy them that destroy the earth before the great blessings can come on the earth that are prophesied in the Old Testament, that are a part of the little book open before that can happen. He has to destroy, he has to judge, he has to destroy them who, if allowed to continue, would destroy the earth. Revelation 11:19, and there was opened the temple of God that is in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant. And there followed lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. All of these are God's weaponry. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come be with us next week when we look at the book of Revelation.